Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:06 Tuesday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. I guess I'll just mention that you can watch the show on RadioAlice.com. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass. And all morning long, we're in here waving our hands in the air and dancing and making funny faces, and you can enjoy the show. Hello. Thanks for watching. And then actually, it's available all day. Vaughn is the guy who runs all the cameras, and he loops the show throughout the day, and on the weekends, he loops all the shows from the week, so... You can enjoy that at RadioAlice.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. All right, the celebrity trash. Hooman, did you say that you had one more thing you wanted to say about Game of Thrones?
I forgot what it was.
Oh, that's too bad.
Is it?
It'll yeah.
The moment's ruined.
Yeah, I ruined the whole thing. I'm so sorry. As usual, I've ruined everything. Big Brother is in full swing. For those of you who are watching Big Brother, it's so good. The people on that show, though, they're just so stupid.
No, it's not just that they're stupid. I hate all of them.
Me too. We were sitting around talking about it.
I don't even hate people. I normally am like, you know what? Whatever, everyone be whoever you want to be. I'm watching that show going, Christmas, you suck. Mark, you suck. Like, Josh, you suck. Paul, you're the worst.
Right.
I want you all thrown out. I don't want any of these. You know who I want to get paid? Cody should get paid.
I am one. He's the only one I like on the show right now.
As jerky as he is, at least he's consistent and isn't falling for all that jive chicken neck talk.
I know.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
And the kitty boo-boo stuff.
She walks in and starts a fight and then just can't even, and he can't defend himself.
No.
He should just go, look, first of all, I'm playing a game, and at least I'm not playing Paul's game.
Right.
You loser. I don't understand.
It's like we had this conversation already. This is
fight back, Mark. I know you're just a meathead, but just say.
He can't.
Okay, my game might not be perfect, but it's mine. You're playing Paul's game, you dummy.
He doesn't even realize that it's as though none of them get that Paul is going to win this game. Like, they had an opportunity last week to get rid of Paul, and it didn't even come up. And this week, he doesn't want to be a pawn. He's like, yeah, okay, well, I'll do it. But, I actually think it would be better if this other guy did it. But I would do it. But that's the guy you should put it. Like, he's the only one who realizes he's going to win the game. They're all so dumb. And we were thinking about just the casting in general this season on Big Brother. It's terrible. Like, there were so many throwaway people just at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Just like that person is never going to be a factor. Like, these people are all going to get thrown
well,
out.
Well, you know, in the beginning... Christmas came off like someone who was accomplished and driven, and I actually thought a lot of her.
Yes.
The way they sort of packaged her. And now that I've watched her in real life.
Who she really is.
She's not a great person, and she's not nearly what she sells herself to be. And I just thought, ugh.
She's a dummy who is in great shape. That's it. Like,
well,
they're all a bunch of dummies.
It's not.
Like, she's had interesting experiences and an interesting life, but she's a dummy. Just like all of them.
They're all a bunch
of dummies. Even Paul, who is a dummy, is the smartest one by far in that house. Like, he's the only one who seems to have any inkling. Like, Alex, she had potential. She's a dummy. Like, I'm actually. She's done some. She just also does not see. I think they all just want to be friends with Paul so bad that they can't even consider getting him out of the house.
He's definitely working them, like you just said. They say we should put Paul up
as a pawn.
And he just goes, yeah, I'd do that, but then, you know, and then he's not.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Are they that stupid?
They are that stupid.
Right, and that's it. Yep. I think maybe there'll be a moment after the show's over where he just says, it was too easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you guys for setting me up this season with a bunch of dummies that made me look like a brain scientist. Oh, my God.
Sorry, did we just go off?
That's okay.
Are we okay? What just happened?
But I do want to say, despite the fact that everyone on that show is so stupid, it's great. It's a great show.
Yeah. I enjoy it very much. I'm with you 100% about Big Brother. I hate them all except Cody, even though he's an ass.
And he's going to be gone.
And they're all playing Paul's game. Idiots.
All they have to do. And Matt and Raven are just like thing one and thing two. Like they're just dingbats.
Did you see on that episode too where he kept trying to kiss her and she's looking away like.
No. Raven? Like,
yeah.
I did not notice
that. The gray-haired dude and the hair extensions, right?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, he keeps going in for the kiss and she keeps giving him the cheek and I'm looking at that going, dude, how are you not picking
that up? How did I not notice that?
How are you not picking that up? Like, well, if I go to kiss someone and they give me like the mom, you know, like the cheek thing or the whatever, you go, hey, that's not...
Yeah,
romantic.
Excuse to go back and watch the stupid people again.
I mean, are they supposed to be a showman?
They are supposed to be a showman.
Okay, well, they're phonying it up.
Well, that's pretty funny. I didn't notice that at all. But they're all, oh my God, it's so glaringly obvious what needs to happen. Like, Cody's a total floater and that house is about to split down the middle. Like, the rest of the house thinks, oh, once we get rid of Matt, Elena, Mark, and Raven, we're all set. We're home free. It's like, no, you still have to get rid of a bunch of it. Like,
right.
You're going to eat yourselves alive. And those, the four in the showmances and Cody teamed up together, they could pull one more person in.
Well, Mark and the...
And run the place.
Who's the rodeo guy? What's his name?
Oh, Jason.
They at least talked for a second about the fact that Paul's running game on them.
Yeah, but Mark shouldn't have talked to Jason about it. He should have talked to Matt about it. Like, Jason is firmly entrenched with the other side of the house. There was no chance that he was going to flip him.
Well,
someone just has to come out of someone's mouth. Wow, we should do something about Paul. Paul's going to win this game if we don't. Like, that has to come out of someone's mouth.
It won't.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, show's great. We hate it. It's awesome. I just thought this was a super funny story. Just in the 20 years that we've been here, which I know 20 years sounds like a long time, young people, but it goes by so fast, you wouldn't believe it. When we got here, not everyone had a cell phone. A lot of people did, but they were flip phones and they were, you know, remember on Zoolander with the little teeny tiny, like that was what you were going for? You wanted to have a little teeny tiny?
The first one I got was the station's phone,
mm-hmm.
and it was a Pac Bell cell phone. Do you remember?
Pac Bell Park, right.
But it was a Pac Bell cellular phone. It was a little green thing with a flip down piece. And that's the one we did most of our street bits with.
Right.
I beat the living out of that thing.
It held up for us.
It did.
But, you know, for the most part, I mean, we still took phone calls on the air, you know, because that was how we communicated with the people who were listening. They would call. And then when cell phones really started, everyone started to have a cell phone. We had to stop taking phone calls. Because they always sounded so terrible. Like, oh, yeah, this has been fun talking to you guys, but I'm about to go through a tunnel or I'm about to go behind a tree, whatever was blocking the cell service. So things have changed a ton. And they're talking in this story from BuzzFeed about movies that couldn't happen in 2017. And it's, I'm not going to do them all. It's a little repetitive because they basically took 17 old movies and showed how their plots would be ruined by cell phones. But some of them are interesting. 16 Candles, which came out in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have forgotten Samantha's birthday because Facebook. There would be like the whole plot of that one could not have happened. Pretty Woman in 1990. Edward would never have gotten lost because GPS. And so then, of course, he would have never met Vivian. Home Alone. Kevin could have texted or called his parents. The end. The end. Come back and get me. You guys have left without me.
And then Uber would have picked him up.
Right. Exactly. Taking him to the airport, whatever. My cousin Vinny from 1992. The two kids wouldn't have been wrongly accused because every convenience store has security cameras now. So that's changed. Forrest Gump. If Forrest just looked up the directions on his phone, he would have known he was right near Jenny's house and he wouldn't have been sitting on the bench telling everyone his story. Mrs. Doubtfire. Miranda would have Googled Mrs. Doubtfire. She never would have gotten the job because she didn't exist.
Oh.
We're her own kids.
All right.
Yeah. Psycho. Marion Crane would have probably booked a hotel online, and if not, she could have looked up the Bates Motel and found that it had no reviews because no one ever leaves. So, no reviews? And Sleepless in Seattle, Jonah wouldn't have made a call into a radio show to find a woman for his dad. He would have made him an online dating profile. Right. So none of those movies could happen in today's world. That one was 93, Sleepless in Seattle. Oh, this one's for you, Hooman.
Yes.
Ric Flair.
Oh, I heard.
Woo!
If you want to be the man, you got that one ready?
Oh, I just said grab a few woos.
Oh, okay.
If you want to, what's the quote?
If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. Oh. If you want to beat the man, you got to be the man.
Oh. Boy, it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Be the man, beat the man. He had surgery yesterday for an undisclosed medical issue that was apparently pretty serious. They're actually saying it didn't go well, and he's got a long road here. Oh, poetry. Earlier in the day, his management company tweeted, "We need prayers and positive energy for our living legend as he's dealing with some tough medical issues. It was bad enough that doctors put him into a medically induced coma beforehand. And last night, his rep said the surgery was a success, but he still has a long road ahead. They said it was not heart-related. There had been rumors that he had cardiac issues due to alcohol abuse. And last night on, I guess Monday night wrestling still happens?
Yeah. Monday Night Raw,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Do you watch that, Hooman?
No, I don't even have a TV.
You have a computer. Nobody needs a TV anymore.
I don't have internet at home either.
Isn't this your home?
Seem to have an answer for everything, Sarah. You're the best.
Thank you. Wow. Thanks. So last night on Monday Night Raw, they said he's not out of the woods yet. He's 68 years old.
You two just get a room already. My goodness.
I
had a dream about Hooman the other night, and he was, I can't remember exactly, but he was like my boyfriend, and we were. It was no sex or anything in it, but like he was my man. It was weird. I woke up like,
Hooman. How do you feel about that?
How you like that, Hooman?
So that's too much.
You were my man.
Thank you.
You ever dream like that about me? Thank you. Or I was your man?
Nah, I don't know. If I did, it's not coming to mind.
That's a bummer. I feel bad. Like
only every night. Come on.
Right now he's saying in his head, "Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Don't tell. Don't tell. Let it pass.
No, he's not.
Now's not the time. Now's not the time.
Why is it now the time?
Your chance will come. Your chance will come.
Stop it. Paris Hilton's sex tape. Made her, I mean, it says here might have made her more famous. No, that put her on the map. I do feel like.
I don't think so.
She was one of those people that you saw from time to time, but I did not know her name. I'd heard of the Hilton sisters and occasionally you'd see it, but she was, until that sex tape came out, that to me was the thing that rocketed her.
I don't think so. I think that she, for whatever reason, had been making it into Maxim and those other magazines quite a bit.
She did
before
model.
That. Yeah, so I was already aware of who that was from those dumb magazines because we used them for prep.
Right. Sure.
We read all those things. And I really haven't watched the video. And I watch porn.
You haven't seen the video?
I'm not interested in that girl at all.
She says that it torpedoed one of her biggest life goals. She says, "My whole life, I really looked up to Princess Diana, all these elegant, amazing women. I could have been like that. But because of that tape, I will always be judged and thought of as whatever they say about me. I could not leave my house for months. I was so depressed and humiliated. I did not want to be seen in public. And she wants you to know she had nothing to do with its release and never made any money off of it. I never, ever received $1 from that video.
Wow.
That is the last thing I would want out of there. So I guess Rick Solomon is the one who got all the money?
Well, I thought she would have had to sign off on it. Mm-hmm. How can you release something like that for sale without someone's consent?
I agree. Like, is it possible that she made no money, or not one penny off of that video? That's one of the biggest videos.
Unless the argument is that he took the video and therefore it's his. And so, I don't know. I feel like if someone else is in it, you have to, I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
No,
she didn't have Kris Jenner to negotiate.
Right. I wonder how much Kim made off of her video. They say it's still like one of the top selling. Yeah.
Well, I told
videos.
You, where did I go? By my old house in San Jose. I went to, what is that called? Cupid's Corner, whatever, some porn
sex
store,
shop.
Sex shop. And there it was at the cash register.
Like, oh, it's an add-on item. Throw this in.
Kim's whatever it's called.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Was the Paris Hilton one there?
No, not that I remember. But again, it might have been. I don't notice Paris. I'm not interested in that girl at all. I'm not really interested in Kim either, but I've definitely seen that video.
Right. I watched the...
She was far less enthusiastic than you want someone to be.
Oh,
that's for sure.
She's barely there. I mean, I did watch that video. And by the way, it opens with Rick Solomon, like basically wrapped in an American flag.
No. I'm talking about Kim's video.
Oh, you're not into that.
No, she's not enthusiastic.
She's more enthusiastic than Paris Hilton is.
Oh, really?
Paris answers her phone during the thing. She's just basically walking around in the room in underwear. And it's like she's...
Well, call me sensitive, but I'd have a problem if someone answered the phone while I was doing that.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I think that doesn't Rick Solomon not even complete the act?
I don't know. Haven't seen really either one of them. I've seen shots.
In past reviews, you've said that he was all coked up.
Yes.
Or maybe that's what you thought.
It seemed like it, but he's, first of all, it's enormous, and he just gives up at
enormous?
One point.
Enormous?
It's big.
Like porn star enormous?
Yes.
Huh. Good for
like
him.
Like impressive.
Well, that's why, you know what? That's why he took video.
Right.
You don't see small fries doing that.
No. Well, you don't see the video. I mean, they might do it, but they don't really, they're not all psyched about releasing it. But he did this whole like 9/11 thing at the beginning of it.
In the porn.
At the beginning, he like intros it like, I guess, you
wow.
know, I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but I'm like, dude, really? You're tying yourself to 9/11 with your porn tape? Like, okay.
They did sue each other, and she was awarded as much as $400,000.
Well, then she got $400,000.
Which is supposedly donated to charity.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Well, that's good.
There's that. Helen Mirren, who, by the way, is, man, I just saw, it was like a couple years ago. There were pictures of her. She's 72 now, and she is just, she's held it together, and she's just, I don't know, she just. Like reeks of.
Have you seen her when she was young?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen her when she was young?
Yeah. Well, I saw pictures and thought, she's always been really good looking.
Beautiful. But she's sort of like, I mean, I actually feel like she was beautiful as a younger woman, but I feel like she's getting more beautiful. Like it's counterintuitive. She was in a bikini on a beach. I mean, she's an older lady, obviously, but she just looks so voluptuous and amazing. Mm-hmm. She does not want you to treat her like she's 72.
Does she have kids?
I don't know.
She's married to a guy, and the guy has kids, but I don't think she's ever had kids.
She never popped any out.
I mean, you hear a woman who's had kids say stuff like, that kid, what that kid did to my body. Like, and now I have, you know, it seems to be
absolutely.
A real sacrifice you're making there for the family.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So maybe that's
maybe she didn't.
I guess
she says she has no maternal instinct whatsoever.
Yeah. My guess is that's part of the holding it together
into your 70s.
Well, the bikinis, certainly.
Oh, my God. I know. She looked amazing. She said, if people treat me like the age I am, I get absolutely insulted, really cross. I hate when people give up their seat for me. No, 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 I don't want your seat. She was asked if she had any advice for her younger self, and she said, it'd be to say, F off more and stop being so bloody polite.
I tried to give my seat to a couple of the KCBS ladies at the meeting. You know, the one the Sandman hosted.
What? So you could leave?
So he could leave.
Well, that was my ulterior motive for sure. Well, I mean, I was trying to be nice first and foremost, but they were all like, no, 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 it's okay. And I went, okay. Like, I'm not going to argue with you.
No, right. I made the offer.
There you go. And then I couldn't escape as easily as I'd wanted.
Yeah. Although I did think you'd left at one point.
I know you did.
I texted him like, oh my God.
You bastard.
You bastard. You got out of here.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Right here.
I was
with
all, she's
peeking
all,
one eye in the door.
She's all telling me Vinny left. I go, that, are you bleeping kidding me?
I go, look, he's not in his seat anymore.
Well, unfortunately, and he did so smartly, he picked the best spot. Michael Martin picked the back corner seat. So as I'm marching out, I see him. I'm like, mother, there's the guy. That's the guy. Mm. Can't go over the wall right in front of him.
Well, you go like this. I'm just going to the bathroom.
Right. Well, that's I did.
Yeah.
Cover
you didn't have to come
with
back.
A bathroom
he
run.
Think about whether or not you came back.
Please, he had to stay.
You just say, listen.
You
I
think
was
he
I
wants
was having
to stay
some problems?
And listen to the Sandman. He's
Nobody
got seven
wants
radio
to.
Stations to listen to at once.
Oh my God, 90. They said 90 minutes. It wasn't 90 minutes. It's like 110 minutes. Oh my God. Oh my God, that thing was a week ago. We're still pitching about it.
I know. Shut up.
Hey, Vinny,
already.
What's coming up in the news?
Sex is coming
All
up.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. At 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Kayla Carpenter. She works at JetBlue. She's part of their social corporate responsibility department. Mm-hmm. And I guess for the last few years, they've been doing this thing called JetBlue Soar with Reading. And it's a program that San Francisco can actually wind up winning 100,000 books. We're going up against Boston, New York, and Los Angeles. And so you have to vote at soarwithreading.com. But they're having a little get-together today, and she's going to be talking about that. But, you know, we can bring 100,000 books to San Francisco. And I guess there's going to be today 1 to 3 at Books, Inc. on Chestnut Street in San Francisco. You can go down there. You can vote. And I guess they're having ice cream and everything else, all the things that go with an afternoon social.
Great.
So Kayla Carpenter is going to join us at about 8 o'clock, and we'll find out more about that program.
All right.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Speaking of books, you reminded me, I just started rereading It, as it's about to enter the movie theaters. Right? That's coming out soon,
isn't
it? It
is going to be a feature film, yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you read that?
Years ago.
Like 20?
At least.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize we mow through books and it's easy to forget as you know, that book is 100 books back, 200 maybe.
Right.
The homophobia in that book is beyond belief. It reminds you very quickly of the eight, not Stephen King, it's the story and the characters and what they suffer right there in the beginning of the book. But it reminds you of the 80s it reminded me of the 80s. And I was so quick to
be. Is it like playground name calling or what is the, what's.
You don't remember this book
Here's
either.
What I remember about It. I remember that I think it's the black kid is afraid of birds, that the mean kid kills a puppy out in the woods in a fridge, you know, goes back there a couple days in a row. And then at the end, I remember the concept of it and what happens in this weird. I don't want to give it away because I know it's going to be a thing.
I don't even remember the stuff you're talking about, and I'm not even there yet.
They're older people at this point, and then it's about their younger selves. So it's set in two different places. That's really all I remember about it. I remember the feeling I had about it and that freaking clown, man.
Right. Pennywise.
Right. They had a fort like out in the woods, right? They would hang out in the woods.
I'm not even there.
Okay.
It's right in the beginning.
Okay.
And I'm just going, oh, I don't remember this book at all.
Mm.
I must have been reading this like half in the bag, like a page a night or something. My usual, you know, takes a year to finish a book because I'm out every night.
I will have to listen to that again. I've listened to, gone back and listened to like a few Stephen King's, and it is amazing how many details you forget.
Reread it because it's shocking about the way people talked in the 80s and the fact that people were targeted. I don't mean just for name calling. They attack this couple. They attack and kill this dude. And it's like you just go,
I don't remember that at all.
Oh my God.
So and more shocking in today's world than it was back when we first read it.
Well, in the 80s, people used the epithets for gay all the time. Mm-hmm. I even did it, and I wasn't even calling people names. You just said that word. You just did.
Right.
Now it's gone from our vocabularies. You don't say, oh, that's gay. You would never say that, right?
I can't remember the last time I did.
Right. But those things in the 80s were very normal.
Right.
And the kind of hate that is shown in the, anyway, I was just surprised. I hadn't read the book in probably more like 30 years. I keep saying everything's 20 years. Turns out.
But we worked here 20 years
ago. I know.
I mean, we definitely read it before that.
Yeah,
so
it's probably 30 years ago that I read the book. But as I'm rereading it, I was really cold splash of water. Mm. Like, oh, that's how far we've come. Well, not only thank goodness, but if you've ever wondered why people gather and make protests, and there's why. Mm-hmm. Because some people lived that, and some people are still living it. You know, what's that kid's name? Matthew Shepard?
Mm-hmm.
Was that in Wyoming?
I don't remember if it was in Wyoming, but that was
another
not that long ago.
Extreme case of homophobia. Mm. Anyway, it, everyone. It's coming in the movies. I don't know what parts will get edited, but that part.
Mm, Colorado.
Oh, right. All right, anyway. Here's what's happening.
Books. Read them.
They're good.
They are the best.
They really are good. All right. Sex dolls aren't just for perverts anymore. They're for lovers.
Oh, you can have a three-way with a sex doll?
No.
Are you sure? It doesn't have places for everybody?
Don't be a sicko. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That seems like, all right.
A company that makes custom sex dolls says the most common request used to be dolls that look like celebrities.
Oh.
You know.
With their mouths open.
I guess.
And no teeth. Gotcha.
Now the top thing is customers want a doll that looks like their dead wife.
Oh, God.
Why do you? Oh, God. This is love. This is love. Look, I even drew hearts on the story. As I read it, I drew hearts. I was like,
show that to the camera. He really did draw hearts. Did you see the episode of Black Mirror?
I would save you. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
I would totally save you. I would save all of you. Even you, human. Oh. I'd save you.
Thanks.
There's an episode of Black Mirror where the girl winds up getting her boyfriend back after he croaks, and it just gets creepier and creepier and creepier.
Wait, after he croaks, she gets him back?
Well,
I don't
she
understand.
Signs up with this company that starts sending her like emails like from him as though like a gentle reminder. And then they're able to like piece together through all his social media stuff. I don't know. They figure it out. And then eventually they send a replica of him, like in a box, and she activates it, and it's him, and it's got all his, because of all the social media stuff that's been fed through his head, it can approximate the way this. And then they flash forward years later, like this robot lives in up in the attic, and it's just the weirdest story. I think you need to let go of your dead wife and not get a replica. Because that there's some questions like what your mom comes over and goes, oh, let me just see what's going on in your closet. I'll see if you have anything for the Goodwill. Opens it up and there's your old daughter-in-law. Like that's just too weird.
Is it?
It is.
If you're grieving,
you have to get past that and move on with your life. I think that that anchors you. And that was the point they were making in this Black Mirror. Like that, the fact that she had the replica of the ex or the person who died totally anchored her. She could not move on from her life.
How is this different than just having, you know, pictures up on the walls all over the place?
It's totally different. You're doing that. You're bringing it into your bed and doing it.
They say right here, it's not entirely about physical engagement. Many customers are just looking for companionship.
Oh, God, it's fake.
A loving touch.
That's ridiculous.
A warm embrace.
A loving touch. You have to hold its hand and make it touch you. No.
This is the person.
You can't move on from your deceased partner and have someone come visit you at your home, like go out on a date and try to act normal, and then there's your dead wife sitting on the couch. Like, that's not, it doesn't work. Pictures of her on the wall. Yes, my wife passed away. It's very sad. I'm starting to live my life again. No, when the person comes into your house and at the dining room table, you've posed your ex-wife doll.
That's what I was
replica.
Thinking. Like, I'm sitting there eating dinner with John at the table.
And you'll always be there sitting.
Why is that wrong compared to having a screensaver and a your phone screensaver
because
and your pictures?
You can't
everywhere.
Move on and have a normal life after that.
You mean my second husband is going to have a problem with John?
The three of you at the table? Yeah. Yes, I think that he might have a problem.
I would think if you've got look,
maybe his ex-wife can join you as well. She doesn't even have to be dead. We'll just get a replica made of her. Everyone
so
who's ever broken up
I
with us can
it.
Join us at our Knights of the Round Table.
I love that idea.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That is fun.
Oh my God.
Not everybody has a line of 20 outside their window, Yuzette. Some people are not going to be able to get started over again. So they find themselves in a situation.
Yeah, well, they're and they'll always be in it.
What?
They'll always be
Sheesh,
in it.
Don't break your arm.
Created an anchor. That's not healthy. That's I feel that is not healthy.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. You All like right. it?
No, hell no, of course not. That's disgusting. I mean, you know who I thought of was my mom. She will not get over my dad. She will never move on.
She may move on.
It is what, no, it's okay. I understand what she's resigned herself to. She will not, she's not going to date. She's not going to be someone who ever opens herself up to that again, and it's fine. But if I find a doll of my dad in the house, I'm taking her somewhere for help.
Not
I'm not
okay.
going to be like, oh, good for you. You're getting help with your grief. Well, this is healthy.
Yeah, no. Nope.
So, I mean, I wanted to play devil's advocate for the sake of the story, but no, I'm at that point. I'm no, Mom. No. Yeah. No.
I'm not coming over here to visit you and fake dad.
Right. That's not happening.
That's not. That doesn't seem right. Also, your granddaughter is going to be really weirded out by this.
Yeah, this is not okay. No, she's not going to call him Pop-Pop.
Are you also going to have, you know, replicas of your dead dogs from
yeah,
the past?
Yeah, this isn't okay. Old love.
Oh, what about old love?
You can't, well, for there's a story about people who can't let go and feel like they can't start again, but you can.
Okay, Sandy, you can.
A 98-year-old woman named Gertrude Mokotoff. And a 94-year-old man named Alvin Mann from Middletown, New York, just got married. 98, 94.
Jeez. Why did they marry?
How did they meet, you ask?
Oh, yes. How did they meet? Can I guess? In a nursing home.
At the gym.
Oh, at the nursing home?
Back when Gertrude was only 90 and Alvin was 86, they were both working out at the same gym and mutual friends introduced them.
Oh, that's sweet.
They're both widowed from previous marriages, and they started dating. Even at their ages, they took their time, because here they are, 8 years later, finally getting hitched. It took 8 years before they decided to marry, and Gertrude was the one who finally proposed to Alvin.
Oh.
They say they're happy to spend the rest of their lives together, and they're not worried about how much time they have left. Alvin says, quote, age doesn't mean a damn thing to me or Gert. We don't see it as a barrier. We still do what we want in life.
That's sweet.
98.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
What game?
Getting remarried at 98.
That's great.
It's interesting. It's, you know, I mean, I say why bother, but why not?
Why not?
If you want to throw yourself a big party, I mean, I'm sure they have a long line of descendants, and you know, that's
well, she asked, so it mattered to her,
right?
And if he's, you know, gives two craps about her,
sure, I'll marry you.
What am I holding off for? Yeah.
I don't want any more kids, though, all right? Had enough kids.
98.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Good for them.
You like it.
Way to be happy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Are you caught up on Ray Donovan?
Yes.
Okay. You haven't started, right?
I have not started.
Did you see?
Okay. I watched it yesterday.
Is it so awesome?
I didn't like yesterday's or Sunday's episode.
The first
one? No, the second one.
The second one. Oh. Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Why is it disturbing?
No, I won't. If I say anything, it'll give it away, so I won't.
Don't give it away now.
It's hard to not say something, because the biggest thing about it is just so mind-blowing.
Oh. Is that the thing that's introduced in the first episode?
Yeah, and it's really a big part of the set. It'll be a big part throughout.
Okay.
I think, though, you can see there's another couple storylines that are...
brewing.
There that they've got to get to, but the second episode was all about this one thread, and so I felt like, oh, we're stuck here.
Oh.
Okay. We'll wait. Mm-hmm. That's, I kind of had that, like, all right, I'll wait.
This is what we're dealing with this season.
And this episode in particular was very much... Anyway, okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, why is Paul a lesser competitor because he's been on the show previously? He's the strongest contestant. The fact that the rest of the house is allowing him to run things is on them.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. No one's saying he's lesser. He's the only one in there playing the game, and at this point, the only one who should win the game. They're all idiots for not taking him out when they had the opportunity last week and again this week.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we're not saying he's a lesser competitor.
He's running all of them, and none of them are smart enough to say, whoa, 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 we've got to play our own game and get rid of this guy.
Yeah, I think that we agree with each other.
Regarding Matt and Raven, says 415, you've got it backwards, Vinny. He's not into her. She's attached to his hip. He barely even makes physical contact with her when they're sitting side by side. Gaydar.
Oh. I haven't really noticed any physical exchanges between the two of them.
I saw her pulling away from his kiss like 3 times on one of the episodes and was all, whoa, whoa. Oh, I wouldn't even try to kiss that person ever again.
How interesting.
I never
noticed anything like
that. I could be wrong. I definitely am not an expert at picking up.
Well, if that happened,
signals.
They would show it.
Sarah, I've been listening since the beginning. I had my son within a few weeks of you having Riley. Our lives are very different, but I always feel such a parallel bond with you. Thanks for sharing your college drop-off experience. I take my boy to Chico on Friday.
Chico!
I'm anxious, but optimistic.
I got the nicest letter from a girl yesterday. Yuzi forwarded it to me.
Mm, right.
I think she was dropping her kid off at Berkeley yesterday as well. And she just said it was like the sweetest letter. I just loved it. And it's a very interesting thing to live and raise your kids in a city and be, I feel like a lot of people relate to us from, they remember something that they totally didn't relate to, whatever. But to be here for 20 years is just like such a crazy thing. Like that, you know, that the Bay Area weirdly knows my kids and we have these parallel. It's really neat. Thank you for writing in. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I got a Taylor Swift story. I think you can tell how this one comes out. And then The Mooch was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night. Also, a terrible accident on the Deadpool set.
Mm-hmm.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.